The text for this evening's homily is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 15th chapter. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders hearing it said, "Behold, he is calling Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Many years ago, more than 30 at this point, I was in a bookstore, and for some reason a book that was on display caught my attention. It was across the shop, and for some reason I couldn't look at it at that time. These days I wouldn't have been able to make out the title at that distance. I found it quite striking, though. I don't remember anything else about it, what kind of book it was, who the author was. The only thing I really remember about the book is its title. What was God doing on the cross? It's a bit of a shock to hear that question, isn't it? What was Jesus doing on the cross? Certainly. But what was God doing on the cross? The first thing the question does is remind us that that's who Jesus is, God. As we confess in the Nicene Creed, he is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, of one substance with the Father. And so the question is an accurate one. It was God on the cross. And that makes this question worth considering. What was God doing on the cross? That's certainly the last place one would expect to find God. Up until that moment in history, it wasn't used as jewelry or to mark a building as a place of worship. Both of those things would have been beyond anyone's imagination to do. A cross was the means by which the government inflicted a torturous and cruel death on the worst kind of offender. The vast majority of Roman executions were carried out with the sword. The cross was reserved for those the Romans felt deserved an excruciating death: slaves, foreigners, and insurrectionists. So what was God doing on the cross? Or perhaps the question should be, what was God doing on the cross? That has to be why God was on the cross, because he was doing something there. The scriptures make it absolutely clear that Jesus didn't end up on the cross by chance or as the result of some unfortunate accident. The cross was an essential part of God's plan. In Gethsemane, Jesus had prayed, "Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me." Yet he did not take the cup away. in a truth that we can believe but never fully understand, it was impossible for God to accomplish his plan of salvation without the cross. Surely, if there had been any other way, God would have granted his only son's fervent plea. But though he prayed that it might be avoided, Jesus went to the cross. What was he doing on the cross? We know that he cried out, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" That makes it clear that on the cross, Jesus was being abandoned by God, was suffering hell, the absence of God and of every one of his blessings. On the cross, Jesus was enduring the punishment of all of your sins and all of my sins and all of the sins of every sinner from the beginning of the world all the way up until its final second of existence. And he hung, abandoned by his Father. In that moment, he was suffering the full and complete wages earned by a world of sinners. Then after he said, "Tetelestai," it is finished, and committed his spirit to his Father, when he had breathed his last, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. What was God doing on the cross? Through the precious blood of his own beloved Son, he was removing once and for all the burden of guilt that prevented us from coming into his presence. By his suffering and death, Jesus opened to us the Holy of Holies. Because of what God was doing on the cross, doing for you and for me, God has established peace with us. Heaven's door is now open wide. All who trust in Christ are destined for glory. What was God doing on the cross? Making him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Thank God for what he has done for you in Jesus Christ, your Savior. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.